needed, and the microturbines, they were of smaller sizes, as I'm showing, and they're pretty finicky to operate, so we've been told. So we, before we decided on the engines, we went out and visited a bunch of sites and talked to a bunch of people and that had the units that we were looking at. One of the manufacturers was Caterpillar, and the other one was GE, their
Jenbacher
unit. And when the job was bid, the prices came in pretty similar, so the contractor gave us the choice. And because of the parts availability of CAT being pretty local and having parts that were not metric, we chose the Caterpillar engine. And we felt that with the reciprocating engines, they are mostly economical and efficient of all the CHP technologies currently used for biogas generation. And that's what ours are used, going to be running on, is biogas. We are taking in food waste, and that is producing upwards of three times the amount of gas that municipal sludge were. And with that increase in gas, we were able to size our units. Right, and there would be some blending that required. And another point, actually, that I kind of temporarily forgot was that when you're purchasing the gas engines, you got to really think about what kind of load you have at the facility. With a gas engine, whether it's natural gas or biogas, you can only load those things up about 15% of its rated capacity, as well as unloading it without it tripping. So that's a big consideration in how you think about purchasing these, and that was an advantage that we...
Line unmuted.
That you could load that a little heavier than the Jenbacher, and but we felt Jenbacher was a good engine too, but... You know, as a municipality, you always weigh the pros and cons. And given the choice by the contractor, that's led us to that. Prior to purchasing, though, you're going to want to look at your air quality permits required. We purchased a low-NOx engine. We knew going into the project that through getting our air quality permit that they would require selective catalytic reduction, SCRs, on the exhaust. So having a low NOx engine was important to keep emissions lower. We also had to do some pretty aggressive gas treatment, removal of H2S and siloxanes, because with the... with the SCRs, it can easily trip off if you don't have nice, clean pipeline quality gas. And once you're off, then your engine, with the SCR, then your engine goes down. The amount of downtime was important to us. We had got an incentive grant from our electric utility, National Grid, and one of their requirements was a 90% uptime. Also from an economic standpoint, which is probably the other thing I should have started with, from an economic standpoint, we all look at, well, is this a cost effective for us to do? And so the amount of uptime is important because there's a lot of energy credits that you can get, and they're can be pretty substantial with a larger engine. So not only did we have avoided costs of producing our own electricity, we also looked at the alternative energy credits and the renewable energy credits and factored that into our an economic analysis that we presented to our board. So the other thing that I kind of found a little interesting that most cogen units are sized on your demand, on your electric demand or your heating demand. In our case, we sized them a little different. We sized them on based on the amount of methane gas that we can produce with the volume of sludge and organic waste that we would be producing. And that sizing led to us having a system that we're hoping is going to produce 103% of our electric needs for the treatment plant and through net metering down at our pumping station. And because that is based on us getting in the organic waste that we need. So one of the nice little features that we had was we included in the specs to for the owner and the engineer to witness factory testing. And in January of 2 years ago, was it? Yeah. We went to, flew into Chicago for testing. And luckily that time, they didn't have any snow there. But we were a little worried about that. So that, this is the size of a 1.6 megawatt unit. And the next slide is our building. So the SCRs are on top of the roof. The actually bigger boxes you see on the roof is the ventilation system required for to get the amount of air in for combustion. And the best available control technology was the SCRs. There was an advantage to the SCRs. There was also a disadvantage. The cost was a disadvantage, and we weren't anticipating doing that going into the project until our we met up with DEP, the air quality people. So the cost was inflated our project. But on the other hand, you know, it's a good public relations that we're cleaning the environment up and removing, you know, we're all organic compounds, carbon monoxide, and other things. So the other advantage of the catalytic reduction system was that we, by putting those in, we averted going through a lengthy public hearing process, which could have been another year or so onto our schedule. So by putting those in, we did advert that, and it was kind of just dealing with the air quality people and getting the permit as opposed to going out to public hearings. So the next slide shows, it's not a good picture, and I apologize for that, but you can see some of the piping, the start of the gas trains in the foreground, one natural gas and one digester gas train. But out in back of the unit is a ton of support piping, and which doesn't show in the picture, but you can see the filters and some of the gas piping and the unit. The next slide is our actual site plan, if you will. We installed a fourth digester and the, one with the radials for the roof there. The roof is now completed, but it included a fourth digester. To the left of those is the beginning of the radiators on a slab that now has a soundproofing around it. And along with the air permitting, we did have to do noise studies, which led to the soundproofing. The, you can see the CHP building there, and on the roof, the two higher units are the HVAC units. And the two lower units, one of them in between those and one to the right, are the actual STRs. And they have been not piped into the building during when this picture was done. And then to the right of the CHP building is our H2S and siloxane removal devices. The H2S is the four tanks on the right where We're going to be using a iron sponge media, which is a wood chip impregnated with iron oxide. And the three tanks on the left is the siloxane removal, and that's a carbon product in there. And based on maximum flow of the biogas, we'll probably be getting a couple years out of the media before they need to be replaced. But we're not going to be at peak production of gas. It'll take our vendor that's pre-processing our organic waste a little while to get volumes up. And one of the things we are doing is right now we're in a pilot program taking in about 19,000 gallons per day of organic waste into an existing temporary tank. And to the, guess you can't see it in the picture, but to the left, so that is two underground tanks, 120,000 gallons apiece. Oh, I guess you can see those. Sherry's just pointing those out. Right to the left of the tank is these the covers of these two tanks. Can't see them now. They're actually under our parking lot slash driveway, and right now there's snow on top of them. So,
Well, Richard, that's great. Thank you. And I had thrown in this slide, too, that I had from a previous presentation that just shows the analysis of your gas, of the gas at Greater Lawrence.
Great.
Interesting, important siloxane numbers there to deal with. So, well, thank you. And let me mention at this point, I have a locked screen on my chat. And if anybody else is able to see any questions come in, or if you have a question at this point, go ahead and say it. The chat function maybe is not working for me, at least. Any questions at this point?
What were the rated speed of the engines and the minimum inlet gas pressure?
Good question. I think we're going to have to get back to you on that.
What was the question again? The inlet pressure?
3 PSIG, something like that?
I think it's 5, because we're coming off a digester at about a half a PSI, and then we have compressors on part of the gas treatment, and then it goes into the engines, and I think it's 5 PSI.
Okay, and they're probably 1,800 RPM engines?
That sounds right, but not sure. If that's important, we can get back to you.
That's okay.
Any other questions out there at this point?